Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
That's right. It is time for the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you here. Got a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to have Hatchet Boys basketball coach John Larson stopping in to talk about the team's opener in Three Lakes last night. Plus, we'll break down the Badgers bringing Paul Bunyan-Zax back to Madison. And I'll make my NFL Week 13 predictions. But first, let's go ahead and dive into some Packer football, shall we? Folks, let me tell you, I have one question for you. Just one.
Do you believe in love?
Do you? My goodness, the Packers on Thanksgiving got a very good treat for the entire state of Wisconsin, knocking off the Lions 29-22 at Thanksgiving. So here's the thing. I'm not very superstitious, but after that particular game, I looked because I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, by the way. I really, really hope you did. So we had two different Thanksgivings, okay? I had two different Thanksgivings on that day. So lunch was at my in-laws' house. My wife's parents live in New Glarus, and we decided to break my wife's 93-year-old grandma out of the nursing home, spend some time with us. We had lunch. We had ham, potatoes, green beans. A pretty decent Thanksgiving dinner, all things considered. And I sat down and watched the Packer game with my in-laws. And I looked at my father-in-law, and I looked, and I essentially said, boy, I'm 2-0 in games that I have watched down here. I need to start driving down for every single game. That's the way it felt like. My goodness, folks. Listen, there was a lot of question marks after they went 2-5. I remember saying at the, you know, seven games into the season after they lost to Denver that it was starting to trend towards the worst case scenario. Boy, my, oh my, how much an NFL season can change. By the first play of the game, all the way to the end, Matt LaFleur called, I think, one of his best games as Packers head coach that day. Packers knock off the Lions 29-22. First play of the game, boom, 53 yards to Christian Watson, and Green Bay was off and running. Jordan Love threading the dart to Jaden Reed in the end zone for the first touchdown. Not very many people can make that throw. He must have been in sewing class because he threaded that needle like there was no tomorrow. They were aggressive all game long. Offense, defense, special teams, everybody contributed in a certain way. Jonathan Owens had probably the best game of the season. Rashawn Gary showed up and played incredibly well. Three sacks, two forced fumbles, a fumble recovery. Owens with a scoop and score. Packers put 20 points on the scoreboard in the first quarter, and that was essentially all they needed because they just scored 9 the rest of the way. Offense, defense, special teams, everything clicked. First win also over the Lions since week 2 of 2021. Breaks a 4-game losing streak against the boys from Motor City. Let's go over the stats from the game. Jordan Love, one of his best games of the season, 22 of 32, 268 yards, 3 touchdowns. These are back-to-back games in which Jordan Love has put forth phenomenal performances against the Chargers and now against the Lions. Christian Watson showed up. He had his best game of the season, 94 yards and a score. Jaden Reed only had 34 receiving yards, but he had the first touchdown that helped set the tone. And Tucker Kraft scored his first touchdown of the season. Round of applause for him. That was also his first touchdown of the career. Again, Rashawn Gary, big day. Jonathan Owens, 8 tackles, scoop and score. That Packers team constantly got after Jared Goff. It seemed like every single time he would drop back to throw, Green Bay was in his grill. It was Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, Kenny Clark. They didn't necessarily come away with sacks, but they made him uncomfortable. And that is one way to beat Detroit. You have to make Jared Goff uncomfortable. The Lions are a very good team still. The Lions are a very good team. But if you are able to make Jared Goff uncomfortable, that throws them completely off the rhythm. They literally won the toss, received, went right down the field and scored. Green Bay did. And let me tell you, it was a sight to behold. I am so happy. That was a great great win for Green Bay. So afterwards, after our first Thanksgiving, we decided to go to my grandma's house. My grandma lives in Stoughton, which the two towns were about 35 minutes away, give or take, if you don't know Madison well enough. New Glarus is on the southwest side. Stoughton is on the southeast side of the city, for the most part. And I remember talking to my dad, and I said, boy, this Green Bay team's looking good. And I remember saying this to him. They're a half game out now of the postseason push. Think about that for a second. This Packers team that started 2-5, their offense looked like they were dead in the water. They are now a half game back of the Minnesota Vikings for a playoff spot. That is remarkable. My, oh my, how much a season can change. Winning 3 out of 4 games, knocking off the Rams, and knocking off the Chargers. I was happy that Green Bay broke their 4-game losing streak, but against the Rams, it was against a backup quarterback and Brett Rippon. Packers pretty much controlled the game throughout the course of the day. I didn't put a lot of stock in it because the Rams were hurt. The Chargers, I was a lot happier with that one because even though the Chargers are underachievers, they still have a lot of talent led by that quarterback, Justin Herbert. They need to go through a coaching change, though. My goodness. But this one was the best win of the season, by far. This was better than the Charger win. This was better than them beating Chicago in Chicago. This was better than them beating the Rams at home. This was better than New Orleans. This was the best win of the season. Now, the Packers, as of this moment in time, have a 46% chance, according to ESPN Analytics, to get into the postseason. That's a 1-2 shot. And here's the reason why I think they have a legitimate shot at this. They've got Kansas City this upcoming Sunday. Yours truly will be there covering the game, and we'll also have the broadcast for you on WJJQ. After that, their schedule gets incredibly easier. They go to the Giants. Giants have been playing a little bit better over the last couple of weeks. Still a winnable game. They got Tampa at home. Tampa's quarterback is Baker Mayfield, who's thrown 6 interceptions in 2 games at Lambeau to 1 touchdown. After that, they go to Carolina on Christmas Eve. Carolina is the worst team in the NFL, and they just fired their head coach. The toughest game in their remaining 5 after Kansas City is at Minnesota New Year's Eve night. That's the toughest game on their schedule. After that, they got Chicago at home. Green Bay could very easily get into the playoffs at 9-8, 10-7, and now you're starting to look at the best-case scenario. Again, the expectations for this year were 7 or 8 wins, so that's what I'm going to keep rolling with. But with Minnesota losing to Chicago on Monday, the Packers are now a half game back. And remember, the Vikings are off. So if Green Bay is able to upset the Chiefs, which I think is incredibly possible since Kansas City's been on a roller coaster the last few weeks, if they pull this off, we can legitimately consider Green Bay a playoff team right now. And Seattle's got Dallas coming up, and I don't like Seattle's chances against the Cowboys, especially with a hobbled Geno Smith and a hobbled Kenneth Walker. So take all of this into consideration. The receiving core is growing up before our very eyes. The defense, listen, a lot of Packers fans have been criticizing Joe Barry over the years, and you know what? Some of it is fair, some of it is unfair. You can go ahead and criticize him because his run defense is still not up to par. But Green Bay's scoring defense is top 10 in the NFL right now. They are keeping Green Bay in these games. It all boils down to how well the offense can play. And we saw the offense at its near best this past Thanksgiving. First Thanksgiving win for Green Bay since 2011 when they knocked off Detroit 27-17. That was the Ndamukong Suh stomping Evan Dietrich Smith game. And that's also the Lions' 7th straight Thanksgiving loss. And it's also their 13th loss with a waxing gibbous. Moonlight definitely feels right, let me tell you. But of course, Jordan Love continuing to prove doubters wrong. This Packer team, the receiving core is gelling. And what makes it most impressive, Green Bay was essentially down to their last running back. Aaron Jones out, Emmanuel Wilson out, pretty much the whole secondary out. Forced 3 turnovers on Jared Goff. And A.J. Dillon, he didn't break off any big plays. He didn't have any big plays. But the Packers kept the Lions honest with the run game. And that's what you need to do. Now we'll see if Jones plays this upcoming week. A.J. Dillon, again, he was on the injury report as well. So Green Bay could be without one of their 3 running backs against Kansas City. But they're going to have to beat the Chiefs by throwing the football. Yours truly will be there covering the game here on WJJQ. We'll also have the broadcast for you that day. Let's take a look at other games from across the NFL. Dallas over Washington, 45-10. San Francisco over Seattle, 31-13. Miami over the Jets, 34-13. Jacksonville over Houston, 24-21. That was a fun one. Atlanta over New Orleans, 24-15. Indianapolis over Tampa Bay, 27-20. Tennessee over Carolina, 17-10. Giants over the Patriots, 10-7. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati, 16-10. Denver over Cleveland, 29-12. Rams over the Cardinals, 37-14. Philadelphia knocking off Buffalo and potentially the game of the year, 37-34. Chiefs over Raiders, 31-17. Ravens over Chargers, 20-10. And the Bears over the Vikings, 12-10. Yours truly went 13-3 in predictions, which I think is a pretty good, not as good as our pro prediction winner who went 15-1, but still very good. It's good to be a Packers fan. Packers currently sit at 5-6, again a half game out of a wild card playoff spot behind the Minnesota Vikings. Seahawks have Dallas this week. Now we're going to go ahead and start referring to teams that are in the postseason, because now we can start talking about it. We can legitimately start talking about it. And a lot will depend also on what happens against Kansas City this upcoming Sunday. I'm excited. I'm excited to see Patrick Mahomes play in person, and I'm excited to see what this team has to end the season. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, I'll break down why this Wisconsin Badgers season was not an underachievement. You're listening to The Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to The Sports Q on WJJQ.
If you're looking for a freshly cut, locally grown Christmas tree, then pick yours out today at Vigut's Do It Express on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Brian is featuring a beautiful selection of balsam trees from 6 to 10 feet. Vigut's Do It Express also has a variety of wreaths from 24 inches to the big 48-inch size wreath, plus an array of holiday decorations in their trim-a-tree department. Vigut's Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk, ready for the holidays.
Make it a warm holiday season with a Carrier Home Comfort System from Hilge's LP Gas. Carrier makes one of the most efficient heating systems rated by Energy Star. Make sure you're prepared for our Northwoods winter with your new Carrier furnace. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. No matter what your home comfort needs are, you can count on Carrier and Hilge's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilge's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, or call Hilge's at 453-3505, 453-3505 for Hilge's LP Gas. Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grinnell invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. A little bit of Van Halen. Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. Him and David Lee Roth, two of the best front men in music, in my opinion. And right now, let's go ahead and dive into some Badger football, shall we? Okay. So the Badgers end their season with a victory in Minnesota, taking Paul Bunyan's axe back to Madison, which was absolutely necessary. Minnesota got them the last couple of tries. Wisconsin is bringing the axe back. 28-14 victory for the Badgers. That was a good way to end a regular season. Yeah, this season has been up and down. The Badgers have had a lot of injuries. Braylon Allen has been out. Tanner Mordecai has been out. But it was still a very good way to end the regular season. It's always good when you defeat Minnesota and knock them out of bowl contention. For perspective. So, Paul Bunyan's axe back where there belongs. That was a great second half performance by Wisconsin on Saturday. Absolutely great. Didn't allow any points. Two takeaways. That is typical Wisconsin football. Keeping opponents down to a minimum and giving up and forcing two turnovers. By the way, on back-to-back plays. They also kept penalties to a minimum and ran the ball effectively. This is what we have expected to see from the Badgers throughout the course of their history. Again, we may have seen something a little bit different this year with Fickell and Longo coming in, but it's still very good to see this team win the way that they have always won on a consistent basis. Throwback Badger football was needed, especially in the final two games after they knocked off Nebraska and after Wisconsin knocked off Minnesota this past Saturday. Braylon Allen, who, by the way, he declared for the NFL draft. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Allen with one of his best days of the season, 26 carries, 165 yards, and two scores. Badgers as a team ran for 267 in this game, which, in my opinion, was their best rushing performance of the season. They held Minnesota to 119 yards rushing. Now, that may not seem like holding them a lot, but considering how well teams have been running the ball in Wisconsin this year, that's actually a bit of a win. Turnovers again on back-to-back plays. Badgers were 7-14 on third down. Mordecai, 214 total yards and two scores. Did exactly what he needed to do. So the season ended with two important victories. Now, I know that Badger fans will talk about this season as an underachievement. And you know what? You have every right to. But let me tell you why I don't think you should feel that way. Couple of things. The first thing is that I think that we maybe raised our expectations of Luke Fickell a little too much in his first year, which is understandable. Everybody was excited. Everybody was excited to see what this new look offense would bring and what this new look team would bring. Luke Fickell is somebody that helps build programs. They build programs. You take a look at some of the best college coaches, they build programs from the ground up. The most recent example is Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule took Temple football and made them relevant. Temple. Temple's a basketball school. After that, he went to Baylor after their controversy with Art Briles and turned them back into a national power for a short time. Then he goes to the NFL. Unfortunately, didn't work in Carolina. Then he comes back to Nebraska, and I think that Nebraska will be good over the next few years with him as coach if he can still recruit the way that he did before he went to the NFL. But the reason why I don't think this is an underachievement is because it still takes time to build a team, no matter what you may think. You can't judge a college coach after 1 year. You can't judge him after two. You can judge him a little bit after three, but you really, really look at the numbers after 4 years. After 4 years. His first year, the team has won 7-5 in the regular season. There's going to be a bowl game, which is likely the Music City Bowl, and it's going to be against an SEC team. My best guess is that it'll be Texas A&M. Or it will possibly be, oh, who is the other one that I heard? It's going to kill me. I know that it is. But I know that Texas A&M was one of the contenders. The point is that, again, it takes time to build this program up. And I don't think that anybody is going to have issues if Wisconsin is going to be good over the next couple of years. This was a mix of Fickell's transfers and recruits and Chris transfers and recruits. Badgers did the best thing that they could, and I give Phil Longo credit for this. They stuck to running the football. They stuck to them because he realized that this team is not there to throw it all over the lot yet. And again, I say yet. Took time to build up in to build an air raid offense in North Carolina. It took time to do that. So give it another year. Then we can start probably judging him a little bit more harshly. Badgers will be better next year. Again, Fickell fixed Cincinnati by recruiting. They went 4-8 his first year. And then they were able to become the first group of five team to make the college football playoff. And again, Wisconsin will wait to see what bowl game they have after the Big Ten Championship, which will be between Michigan and Iowa coming up Saturday night at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. And again, it's likely going to be the Music City Bowl, and it will be one of the mid-tier SEC teams. The game will be played down in Nashville at Nissan Stadium, where the Tennessee Titans play. Meanwhile, at the same time, let's go ahead and take a look at conference championship games coming up this particular weekend. We got a lot for you. Got a few really good ones. We got 24th ranked Liberty against New Mexico State in the Conference USA Championship game. That's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. Pac-12 Championship game has college football playoff implications. A lot of these championship games will. Third ranked Washington against fifth ranked Oregon. I am very excited to see what Washington has in store against this Oregon squad. These two teams went against each other in Washington earlier this season, and the Huskies were able to pull it out. This is going to be a good rematch. And then Saturday, we've got the MAC Championship, Miami of Ohio against Toledo, and the Big 12 Championship, 7th-ranked Texas against Oklahoma State, who's ranked 18th. That's another team that could get into the back end of the college football playoff. If Texas is able to get in, if Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC title game, that's another one. Mountain West Championship, Boise State, UNLV, 22nd ranked Tulane against SMU in the AAC Championship. Sun Belt title has Appalachian State against Troy. The ACC title game, another college football playoff implication. You've got Florida State and Louisville. And then the Big Ten title game, Michigan and Iowa. Michigan ranked number 2, Iowa number 16. That game tips off at 7 o'clock in Indianapolis. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll break down Badger basketball winning the Fort Myers tip-off from this past weekend. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Do you have uncoated concrete? When concrete is left unprotected, moisture can combine with organic particles in the concrete's pores, which can lead to the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which also can lead to negative health outcomes. Wisconsin Coating Specialist offers coatings that seal off pores and prevents moisture from penetrating the surface to provide you with a durable, clean, and beautiful surface for the whole family to enjoy. Call Wisconsin Coating Specialist for your free estimate, 715-298-9533. Wisconsin Coating Specialist, tough and beautiful.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
And welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Going to get to CBS News in just a couple minutes, but first let's quickly go over the Badgers. They win the Fort Myers tip-off over SMU, the basketball team that is. They won over SMU in the championship game 69-61. I was able to catch some highlights of that game over the weekend, and let me tell you, the Badgers struggled mightily from three-point range in that game, but they kept fighting. Their defensive intensity showed up in that Fort Myers tip-off, first against Virginia, then against SMU, holding them to 61 points. And the one thing I've noticed with Wisconsin now is that they don't necessarily have a guy that could go out and get you 20. They've got a bunch of guys, though, that could get you 10 on a given, on a night-in, night-out basis. They had five players in double figures last Wednesday. Tyler Wall, 14 points. Max Klesman, 12. A.J. Storr, 11. Chucky Hepburn, 10. And Justin Blackwell with 10 as well. The biggest stat, though, from that championship game was that they out-rebounded SMU by 12. They also had seven fewer turnovers. They had eight more steals. They were 12 of 13 from the free throw line. They also got their points in the paint. They got 40 points in the paint that night. So kudos to Wisconsin for winning the Fort Myers tip-off. They now currently sit at 5-2 after defeating Western Illinois on Monday. And again, the Badgers pretty much handled their business against an inferior team. That was expected. It was expected that they would put up 70 points and Western Illinois would probably put up 50 or less. And they had four players in double figures, including a double-double from Stephen Crowell. Hepburn had 13. Wall had 13. Storr had 12. And the Badgers shot 53% from the field, 36% from three-point range. Western Illinois gave them a bit of a scare in the second half. My big thing, though, is that I don't feel like that should happen. And it's not necessarily because of the fact that Western Illinois is necessarily a team that is, you know, not very good. Because anybody can beat anybody. We've seen many upsets already this year in college basketball. But if you're going to go ahead and continue to get back in the NCAA tournament, if you're going to play at a consistent basis, you have to handle teams like Western Illinois easily. Now, you could point to James Madison knocking on Michigan State. James Madison's now in the top 25. Got to put some respect on that team's name just to let you know. So this is where the schedule becomes tricky for Wisconsin basketball. They've got two top 25 opponents and one that was a preseason top 25 team. That's their Big Ten opener. Their first game is going to be this Saturday. Marquette's coming to town. There is nothing better than a Marquette-Wisconsin basketball game. And Marquette, they are a national championship contender this year. The Marquette Golden Eagles, I haven't got the chance to watch them, but I got to watch them a bit last year. They have arguably one of the best backcourts in the country, led by Tyler Kolick and Kai Jones. They also have Igbadaro, I think his name is, who's the post down low. This Marquette team can beat you in a myriad of ways. Kolick is, again, one of the best point guards in the country. So the Badgers have to try and stop those two if they're going to have a shot to win. Plus, they're going to have to shoot 50% from the field. They're going to have to muck up the game. They're going to have to shoot 40% from three-point range probably in order to win this game. But they can do it. We've seen them surprise people. We've seen them surprise teams in the past before. They surprised number one Ohio State once upon a time a few years ago. So that style of play has not changed. After that, they got Michigan State. The Spartans have gotten off to a bit of a rough start. That is going to be on the 5th. Which is on Tuesday. They're still very well coached. Tom Izzo is still one of, if not the best coach and recruiters in the country. That opens up Big Ten play, which is a huge, huge ask. Very, very huge task because it goes to see where Wisconsin is as a team. And then they go on the road to number two, Arizona. No big deal. Just a team that's currently undefeated. Only to Purdue. They are behind in the AP top 25. They continue to be dominant throughout the course. I thought that maybe they would lose a step after the Sean Miller fiasco that happened. But they are still playing at a consistent basis throughout the course of the season. They are still a very good team. Led by Caleb Love, who transferred from North Carolina after they made the national championship a couple years ago. You got Keshawn Johnson and Kylan Boswell also there. That is a team that can beat you offensively. They've averaged over 90 points a game coming into this particular week. That game's going to be on the 9th, so that's going to be next Saturday. Something to keep in mind, though, we get to see what this Badgers team is really made of over the next 3 days. If they win over one of those top five opponents, they may be able to get into the top 25, which is something that should happen. That's going to wrap up the first half hour of the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Coming up after CBS News, we will sit down with Hatchet Boys basketball coach John Larson, get his thoughts on the team's opener against Three Lakes and what to expect from his team this season. Plus, I'll make my NFL Week 13 predictions and break down the Bucks' quarterfinal matchup in the in-season tournament. All that coming up on the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. It is 30 degrees and 6 o'clock. Time for CBS News.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hamas released 16 hostages during the pause in fighting today, among them an American. President Biden speaking from Colorado before boarding Air Force One.
Vlad Panin is safe in Egypt. He's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
We spoke with her family earlier, her father and her sister. Her sister traveled from Portland, Oregon. They're eagerly, anxiously awaiting her return, of course, but they say that this reunion that they're expecting will happen tonight will be bittersweet because her husband, Aviv, is still being held hostage.
It is the final day of Israel's ceasefire. Secretary of State Blinken is there now in intense negotiations about possibly extending the truce. If this happens, Mark Regev, a senior advisor to Prime Minister Netanyahu, says
we should be receiving a list later tonight, possibly in the early hours of the morning, which will say who is to be released tomorrow. And that means we can know that this process of the pause is bringing back our people and it can continue.
Back in Washington, the House is expected to vote this week whether to oust Congressman George Santos. Speaker Mike Johnson isn't all in.
I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm concerned about a precedent that may be set for that.
CBS's Skylar Henry reports on a final goodbye to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
A tearful pastor, Tony Loudon, called her the greatest First Lady.
Our First Lady excelled them all.
The 99-year-old former president also attended, as did the couple's extended family, who remember the Carters' extraordinary marriage.
Dad got used to Mom disagreeing with him because she was really good at it.
Some help for asylum seekers in Chicago.
17 churches are opening their doors to migrants under the Unity Initiative, including Grace and Peace Church, which already offers a food pantry and a resource center filled with donations.
As long as the crisis is there, we're there.
It shouldn't be for anybody. We serve the homeless in Chicago, too.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
You hungry while flying and hate waiting for the flight attendant to bring you a snack? Well, starting tomorrow, United will offer grab-and-go snack stations so you can get your own. The kiosks will include a limited supply of complimentary water and things like fruit bars and bags of snack mix. Some long JetBlue flights already offer a similar service. They call it the pantry. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 13 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 both down. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Mama Bay says, don't believe the rumors.
Tina Knowles is defending her daughter after accusations on social media. Beyonce whitened her skin for the premiere of her concert film over the weekend. In an Instagram post, her mother calls it, quote, sad that some of her own people continue the stupid narrative with hate and jealousy instead of celebrating a sister who lifts up and promotes black women. Knowles says Beyonce's look was part of a theme with silver hair, silver gown, and a silver carpet. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Guy Fieri just signed a massive 3-year deal with Food Network worth $100 million.
Oh, that's good.
That makes him the channel's highest paid talent. Under the new agreement, the mayor of Flavortown will continue to produce his current shows and develop others with Food Network through his Knuckles Sandwich production company. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. Good Wednesday evening here on WJJQ. It's 32 degrees. Here's our weather forecast from Tony Schumacher to wrap up the day.
The forecast for northern Wisconsin for tonight, just a few scattered clouds, low temperature around 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 36 with a northwest wind near 10. On Friday, partly sunny, low 15, high of 33. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of light snow in the evening, low 17 with a high of 34. Sunday, a good chance of light snow, small accumulations, lows in the 20s, high near 33. And Monday, mostly cloudy, scattered light snow showers still possible, high about 32. Have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher from the WJJQ Weather Center.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening. Love to listen to Metallica. You know, just a little bit of perspective about me. I'm the kind of person that will listen to classic rock, heavy metal, hair metal, that whole kind of ordeal. Not necessarily Metallica related, but metal related. I was listening to a podcast, and I believe the guest was Dee Snider, the voice of Twisted Sister. And he was essentially breaking down how his coffee addiction nearly got him kicked out of the band, which is fascinating to me. I'd have to look for the clip. But essentially, he was drinking 3 He was drinking 3 full pots of coffee a day, plus the 2 big ones from Dunkin' Donuts. That's a lot of coffee in one day, especially for one human being. And of course, he's in a meeting. One of these guys is in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Another one is drinking a beer at 10 o'clock in the morning. And another one has got something on his nose, and he thinks that his coffee drinking is causing the band friction, which I think is funny to me. It's really, really funny to me. I would have to go back and look for the clip, but that is absolutely hilarious. So, but enough about me being an absolute metalhead, even though I am incredibly smart about it.
I'm a college man. I won't need my high school diploma anymore. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
You know, now, let's go ahead and get into the Milwaukee Bucks, shall we? Holiday rips it away! 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it! How about that? All right, let's go ahead and jump right into it here. The Milwaukee Bucks ended the in-season tournament group play by going 4-0 and knocking off Miami 131-124. Again, they beat a Miami team, albeit without Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero. Still a very impressive performance overall from them. And the Bucks have clinched a spot in the in-season tournament quarterfinals and finish at the top of their group. It's good to be king. Well, there you go. This is a very weird in-season tournament. It's still, you know, new to us. We're still understanding it. But the one thing you can say about this is that it is bringing in fan revenue. The players are into it. The fans are into it. The coaches are into it. Whatever you may wonder about this in-season tournament, it is bringing in ratings, which essentially is what you want with the NBA. So the Bucks clinch a spot in the quarterfinals, which they will host. We'll get to those matchups in just a few minutes. But a big night, again, from Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Giannis, again, with a big night. 33 points, 10 boards. Lillard, 32 points, 9 assists. Malik Beasley with a double-double. 16 points and 10 rebounds.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Yes, I am very serious. Thank you. So, Bucks win all of their group play games. Let's quickly go over the group play results from this previous month. They knocked off the Knicks 110-105, the Charlotte Hornets 130-99, beat the Wizards 131-128, and of course, last night beating the Miami Heat 131-124. Now, here's the one thing I'll say about the Bucks offense, or this Bucks team, I should say. Their offense clicked like there was no tomorrow. Their offense played incredibly well in these group play games, and they're taking them seriously. Which, when Milwaukee takes a game seriously and performs incredibly well, when they're on, when Giannis and Dame both go for 30, they're likely going to be winning. That's just how it goes. Especially when you go against a team like Washington, who has one of the worst records in the NBA. A team like Charlotte, who is banged up and should probably blow it up, in my opinion. Against the Knicks, who are still a good team, but, you know, they're hampered a little bit with Julius Randle. He's become a bit of an issue. Jalen Brunson still, though, a very good player. And the Miami Heat, they beat Miami without Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, which may not put a lot of stock into it, but still a very impressive performance regardless. It's always good to beat Miami, especially with the way that these two teams have gone against each other over the last few years. But again, their offense clicked like crazy. Again, big nights from Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, no matter what you may think about them. This Milwaukee Bucks team, they could very well take home the NBA Cup, which is what I believe the NBA in-season tournament trophy is called. So let's go ahead and look at what's happened with Milwaukee over these last few games. Crunch time games. You take a look at clutch time because the Bucks have been in a lot of close games this season against good competition and against less competition. It's okay to play down to your competition to begin the season. But crunch time has not just become Dame time. It's become Dame and Giannis time. Allow me to explain. Now, if you want to go ahead and sit here and say that Damian Lillard right now is one of the best clutch point guards in the NBA this season. And he has been throughout the course of his career. Now, you could say, oh, he doesn't have a ring. it's very hard to win a ring with a small market franchise. Yes, Giannis has done it. Yes, there have been other good players that have done it. But Damian Lillard is the best player in Trailblazer history. He didn't have a second superstar with him like he had Giannis and Antetokounmpo. The closest that Damian Lillard had to a second superstar in Portland was CJ McCollum, a guy that had essentially played the same position as his. McCollum is 6'1", Lillard is 6'3". Make that make sense to me. Damian Lillard, this is a key stat, and I remember looking this up also. Damian Lillard, after last night, in clutch time free throws, which clutch time is essentially 5 minutes, and the game is within, I believe, 4 points. He has only missed one free throw in every single moment that he has been in. Think about that for a second. He was 7 for 7 again last night. That puts him at 32 of 33 in clutch time free throws so far this season. That is impressive. That is a very, very impressive. No matter what you may think about that, no matter who you go up against, that's still a very impressive kid. And Giannis is continuing to be a dominant force over these last few games. He's continued to dominate for 3 quarters. Damian Lillard and Giannis are averaging 30 a night, which is what we've expected. And the one thing you can always appreciate about Antetokounmpo is that he has no problem deferring to Damian Lillard. No problem at all. No problem at all to deferring to one of the best point guards in the NBA. So let's go ahead and take a look at the NBA in-season tournament quarterfinal matchups. In the Eastern Conference, Boston is in Indiana, and Milwaukee takes on the New York Knicks. In the Western Conference, New Orleans takes on Sacramento. Phoenix takes on the Lakers. Now let's go over this Bucks matchup here with New York. The Knicks will be a tough out. No doubt about it. The Knicks have a team that is very, very good offensively, and they can knock down shots, especially Jalen Brunson, who last time these two teams played in the in-season tournament, Brunson scored 45, so that's something to keep in mind. But the thing with Milwaukee, if you make somebody else beat them, if you try to make Julius Randle beat you or Josh Hart beat you, that will go a long way. Next games for the Milwaukee Bucks, they're going to take on the Bulls tomorrow night, and then they'll be in against Atlanta on Saturday, and then the tournament will be in Vegas next week. Now, if Milwaukee wins, the semifinals and the finals will be in Vegas. That's a look at it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Hatchet Boys basketball coach John Larson is in the house. We'll get his thoughts on this season. You're tuned in to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. High school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Sweet, creamy, crunchy, and peanut buttery to satisfy your pie craving with this month's Blizzard Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. This limited edition treat mixes creamy, chocolatey Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and crunchy graham cracker pie crust blended into Dairy Queen's smooth, world-famous vanilla soft serve. And yes, of course, there's whipped topping. No pie is complete without it. Head to Dairy Queen and try one. Skip the line and order from the DQ app and your Blizzard treat will be waiting when you arrive. Dairy Queen, open with new winter hours, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., located on North 4th Street, overlooking the Wisconsin River.
The Black Friday sales event is going on now at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago. Get amazing deals on remaining new 2023 models, like 15% off MSRP on new 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee and new 2023 Grand Cherokee L's. Hybrids excluded. Take 10% off MSRP on new 2023 Ram 2500, 3500 and remaining new 2023 Ram 1500s Crew and Quad Cabs. Excludes TRX. New 2024 models are arriving and they do have Black Friday deals like $5,000 off new 2024 Ram 1500 Bighorns. New 2024 Ram 2500s has $3,000 off during commercial truck season. Take $3,500 off a new 2024 Grand Cherokee Limited. Chrysler Capital is offering financing with no payments for 90 days on eligible vehicles. Don't miss the Black Friday sales event at Brickner Motors. Take the short drive to Little Chicago and let our family take care of yours. For qualified credit, see dealer for details.
Foley's Tree Service, caring for your trees since 1980. This is Ted Foley, ISA certified arborist and second generation family owner. Our employees are trained and educated professionals who respect your property as if it was their own. Whether it is tree removals, pruning, stump grinding, lot and land clearing, tree preservation, or even storm damage cleanup, we are here when you need us. Call us at 715-453-2407 or for our Monaco listeners, 715-358-2406. Check us out online at foleystreeservice.com. Foley's Tree Service, fully insured and offering free estimates.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here. Great to have you along on this Wednesday evening. And we have our next Hatchet guest in the house here. Currently joining me is Hatchet new boys basketball coach, I guess you could say. Coming back to the future, Mr. John Larson. John, welcome back, and thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. You're taking over for Jacob Jarvincevu this year, who left to go to Lakeland. Let me first ask you, before we get into the game last night, why did you decide to take this job?
Well, my number one reason I took the job is for the kids. When Ryan Flynn came to me about a month before the start of the basketball season, and he says, you need to sit down. I have a question I'm going to ask you, and you're probably not going to believe what I'm going to ask you, but you're the man that I need to do this for at least this year coming up. And he asked me to be the boys' basketball coach, and I said, well, I said, I need some time to think about it. I said, the number one person I need to talk to, first of all, was my wife.
Yep.
And she gave me her blessing. She goes, you know how I feel about it. I've always supported you through all of your 33 years of coaching to this point. And she goes, I'm not going to say no at this point. So after careful consideration of things and talking to some of the guys and, it got out there that maybe I was going to be the guy, and they seemed pretty excited about it. And there was no way, there was really nobody else that was going to do it. Number one reason is I did it for the kids.
And that's good to hear.
So here I am, and and I'll be honest, I'm loving it.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Good. I'm excited. I have a tremendous group of young men who are going to learn a lot more than just basketball. And I think they figured that out already in the first 2.5 weeks of practice. And they appreciate that, and they respect that. And we've set some standards, and we've set some boundaries and expectations. And right now, they're living up to them. So
that's great.
The biggest challenge for us is going to be live up to them for 4 months.
Yep, that really is the key. So obviously, you're also the softball coach here. You've been the softball coach for a number of years. Let's talk a little bit more about what your coaching philosophy is. Is this going to be very similar to how you were as a softball coach for the last few years?
Yeah, same principles behind what I do. I'm a simple guy. I believe in the KISS principle. I feel playing high school sports is not complicated. I think sometimes coaches make it more complicated than it needs to be. And I think kids appreciate it when you scale it back a little bit. And right now, heading into the early part of this basketball season, it's all about basic fundamentals. Because quite honestly, if you don't have those, the rest of it is meaningless. I don't care what you run offensively. I don't care what you do defensively. If you can't get the basic fundamentals of the sport you're trying to coach down with the kids, the rest is irrelevant. So we're keeping it simple. I expect our kids to be committed. I expect them to give 100% effort each day in practice and on the floor on game day. I expect them to be good people. And not just when we're playing basketball, when they're walking the halls of Tomahawk High School, when they're walking the streets of Tomahawk, anywhere they go, I want people saying, you know, that guy is a great guy, and I'm glad he's a basketball player. And when I hear that, that means our message as coaches is getting the point across, because a lot of what we teach in sports today, it is more about grooming these kids for beyond their high school years. A lot of life lessons are learned playing sports, and it's our hope as coaches to always, you know, make these people as good of people as we can so that they're good people down the road.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Boys basketball coach John Larson here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. John, you opened the season last night. You went up to Three Lakes. This is a very good team. They brought pretty much everyone back last season. They struggled against them last night. What was your takeaway from your team's performance in the season opener?
Well, first of all, the biggest thing is, you know, it was their fourth game, our first game. The first thing I'm going to say about my guys is they left it on the floor. And as a coach going into any game that you're going to play, if your guys are putting forth a great effort, that's all you can ask. Now, obviously the biggest difference what was physical size. They had four or five guys, 6'2", 6'3", couple 6'4" guys in there. We just don't match up well with teams like that. And they did where they really hurt us is they forced a lot of turnovers. Our turnovers, I think we had 25 on the night, which is way too many. And a lot of those were because of basic fundamentals, poor passing and poor ball handling. And we're going to continue to work on it. We work on it every day in practice. We will get better. I think it was just guys trying to do too much. You know, we'll see the floor better as we go, and we'll learn from those kinds of things. And then the other area we got beat on was the offensive glass. I think every, you know, high percentage, I'd say 75% of the trips Three Lakes had down the floor on the offensive end, they got multiple shots at the basket. Our initial defense was okay. But they got 2, 3, and 4 shots after that initial one. And I told the guys in the locker room at halftime, I said, or at the end of the game, excuse me, I said, think about this. If you first of all, with 25 turnovers, even if they only score on half of those turnovers, that's 24, 26 more points that they shouldn't have had.
Yeah.
Now take that off the final score.
There you go.
Makes it a lot closer game. And then now you take the offensive rebounds out, where they maybe wouldn't have gotten another basket. You know, we struggled a little bit offensively as a result of turnovers, and I just think we lacked the confidence a little bit. I think we were a little hesitant, a little tentative. And to be honest, a lot of those guys hadn't played together. I think of our 13 varsity players that we had on the bench or on the floor, there were only 4 that saw varsity time last year. So we're still trying to get to know each other, and I think as we continue to grow, both offensively and defensively, things will definitely get better.
Getting talking here with Hatchet boys basketball coach John Larson here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. John, hard to believe that the season is already here. Let's talk about your next game before I let you go. You take on Northland Pines. Now, Northland Pines, they've been a good program over the last few years. They graduated a few of their key players. What does your team need to do to pull off the victory Friday night?
Well, first of all, we need to go up there with the confidence that we're going to win the ball game. First of all, the mindset that, you know, I tell the guys, I said, if you're ever going to a game and you know you're thinking you're going to lose, that's the wrong mindset. And, you know, kids ask me all the time, how do you think you're going to do today, coach? What do you mean? We're going to win. If you're not going in with that mindset, you shouldn't be out playing high school sports. So we got to have that mindset. We got to have that confidence. And then we got to execute on offense. We got to limit our turnovers. Can't have 25 turnovers. Can't give a team that many more opportunities to score points. And we worked really hard today on rebounding and boxing out, which we have done every single day in practice. And most of the teams we're going to see are going to be bigger than us. They're going to be taller than us. And I told my guys, I said, the way you make up for something that you're deficient in, which we are size, I said, is great technique. And I said, we got to have great technique. We got to keep people away from the basket. We got to box out. We got to be physical in the paint. And if we can do that and limit our opponent to one shot at the basket, that will give us a chance to be there at the end. So just execution, doing the little things, and just going up there and playing for 36 minutes of wide open basketball.
Makes sense. Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, John?
No, I just appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
Look forward to the winter season.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Tomahawk takes on Northland Pines. JV tip-off, 5:45. Varsity tip-off, 7:15. Hatchet boys basketball coach John Larson, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with my Week 13 NFL predictions right after this on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
Premier Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox dealer, would like to remind you the cold weather season is on the way. Make sure your furnace is ready. Lennox makes the air warmer, drier, cleaner, and better with innovative systems that are exceptionally quiet and energy efficient to save you money. Ask about the buy one and get one free special on a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat with a qualifying purchase of a heating and cooling unit. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700 for a free estimate for your Lennox heating needs and great service after the sale, with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700, online at premierheatingcooling.com, or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Hi, it's Jessica from Crossbridge Community Bank. There's no better time than now to consider new ways to increase your earnings on your money. We have new and competitive CD and money market rates that will help assure your deposits do more. Visit our website at crossbridge.bank for current rates. Whether you have $1,000 or $1 million, are a current customer or new to Crossbridge, we can find the account and product that's right for you. We welcome you to create a purposeful partnership with the only community bank in Lincoln County. Choose a bank that treats you like family, is rooted in the community, and always puts purpose first. Visit us at crossbridge.bank or stop in today.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 19. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs level off around 35. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 14. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far today. Thank you to our weather forecast people for giving us the update. So, now that we've gone through everything, we've gone through our hatchet interview, we've gone through last week's NFL action, let's go ahead and dive in, shall we? We are going to get right in to our NFL Week 13 predictions. All right, very quickly, we do have six teams that are off this week. The six teams are Baltimore, Buffalo, Chicago, Vegas, Minnesota, and the New York Giants.
All hail the New York Giants!
New York Giants!
Yeah, the Giants are off this week. Let's go ahead and start with the Thursday night game coming up tomorrow. It'll be the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Seattle Seahawks. This is a matchup of two wild card teams. Cowboys still looking for that first place spot in the NFC East in Seattle. They are on the backside looking in. A hampered Kenneth Walker and a hampered Geno Smith spells doom to me for Seattle. I'm going to take the Cowboys to win 28-21. Detroit, they're going on the road. They're traveling to New Orleans. Should be an intriguing matchup. The Saints have struggled quite a bit, especially with Derek Carr, quarterback. I expect the Lions to bounce back and get the victory. I don't think that they will lose two games in a row. I will be incredibly surprised if they are upset in back-to-back weeks. I got the Lions winning over the Saints 24-21. The Atlanta Falcons and the New York Jets going toe-to-toe. Matchup of two backup quarterbacks. Desmond Ridder going up against Tim Boyle. Jets aren't going to do much offensively. I think the Falcons will win by default 20-14. Miami and Washington to take on the Commanders. Commanders have free-fallen after starting 2-0. They've lost seven of their last nine. Miami coming in 8-3. I think this will be a relatively easy win for Miami. Their offense hasn't really performed the way that they had to begin the season, but you still got Tyreek Hill, who's on pace to break Calvin Johnson's receiving yardage record. I'm going to take the Dolphins to win 27-17. After that, we have a very intriguing AFC matchup. We got the Denver Broncos, who have won five straight, against the up-and-coming Houston Texans, led by quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Broncos have incredibly impressed me over these last 5 weeks. They clearly have proven that that 1-5 season was a fluke as of right now. They are here. They are ready to play. They're looking to make some noise. The Texans, on the other hand, they are looking to get back in the win column after losing to Jacksonville. I don't think that'll be the case. I think the Broncos keep rolling, and they win 23-21. Indianapolis taking on Tennessee. It's going to be an AFC South showdown. This is a big game for Indianapolis. They are currently 6-5 and on the outside looking in for a playoff spot. A lot of teams, a lot of parity in the NFL this year. I'm going to take the Colts to knock off the Titans. I think they keep the winning going. It all depends on how well Gardner Minshew plays against that Titans defense. Indianapolis wins 27-20. Got the Cardinals going on the road to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. This one should be an interesting matchup again. Kyler Murray, he is still working his way back after tearing his ACL last season. I think the Steelers will get the victory. I think it'll be close, though. I don't think that it will be a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. So I am going to roll with the Steelers 21-17. New England at home taking on the LA Chargers. This, to me, is going to be one of the couple of upsets that I have for this week.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
I'm going to take the Patriots over the Chargers 21-20 and essentially send Brandon Staley to the unemployment line. I think that if LA loses this week, which I think they will, Staley will ultimately be fired after the game is done. Patriots over the Chargers 21-20. Tampa Bay at home against Carolina in an NFC South showdown. Panthers fired their head coach Frank Reich. This is going to be an absolute stinker. I think Tampa Bay gets the win 24-14. The LA Rams at home against the Cleveland Browns. Unsure of the status of Dorian Thompson-Robinson for Cleveland. They're still without Nick Chubb. The Browns are going to be very, very reeling, I think, if you will. They are going to LA. It's an unfamiliar environment. I think the Rams are going to pull off the upset here.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
And I think that it'll be close. I think the Rams will win 23-20. Nationally televised game of the week in the NFL this week. It is the San Francisco 49ers traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. This is going to be a fun matchup. I am looking forward to it. I think that this is a very important game. I think if the Eagles win, they will essentially lock up the number one seed in the NFC, not until it's mathematically possible, but this is very big for NFL seedings. I am going to take the Eagles to win this game. I think it'll be close. It'll go down to the wire, and I think Jalen Hurts does the same thing he does against Buffalo, which is lead the team down the field 4-6. Eagles win 28-24. Sunday night game. We'll have the broadcast of this one for you here on WJJQ. Yours truly will be there covering the game. Packers and the Chiefs, I'm going to go with an upset.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
I think that Jordan Love will come in and save the day for Green Bay and essentially send the Chiefs home unhappy. 27-24 Green Bay over the Chiefs. I'm kicking myself for not picking Green Bay last week. Don't hate me for taking Green Bay this week. That's all I have to say. And then our Monday night matchup, we'll have another one for you here on WJJQ. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Looked like a good matchup on paper to begin the season, but with the Bengals out, Jake Browning taking over instead of Joe Burrow. Jaguars, I think, get the victory. I think it'll be relatively easy. 28-17 over the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football in Jacksonville. Those are my NFL Week 13 predictions on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'll be back to wrap things up after this.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Is your furniture still too nice to throw out, but you need something different? No worries. We take trade-ins and offer great deals every day at Tomahawk Furniture and Gun. Stop in at 109 West Wisconsin Avenue to see our latest lineup and all your hunting needs too. Did you hear? We opened a second location as well. Our new and used furniture and mattress outlet is located at 730 East 2nd Street in downtown Merrill. That's right, two great locations for all your wants and needs. It's Tomahawk Furniture and Gun, downtown Tomahawk, right next to the Pine Tree Supper Club, and our Merrill Furniture and Mattress Outlet on East 2nd Street. Price is so low, you've got to bend over to see them.
Come on!
This is Stephanie Ahrens, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health and Motion in Tomahawk. Health and Motion is a therapist-owned outpatient clinic with 8 locations in northern Wisconsin. Our skilled providers treat a wide variety of musculoskeletal conditions, post-surgical cases, vertigo, jaw pain, and many more. Here at Health and Motion, we value our one-on-one time with patients using treatments backed by research and cutting-edge technology to get our patients better faster and with greater satisfaction. Give us a call to schedule an evaluation or a complimentary 15-minute screen with one of our therapists. Majority of the time, we can get you scheduled within 48 hours. Simply call 453-6650 or look at our website, himwi.com.
So come on!
Choose health and motion for you.
Cold weather season is here, so make sure your vehicle is as dependable as your car dealer. For 39 years, Gary at the Auto House has been getting generations of his customers ready for winter driving with quality vehicles, and right now is a great time to stop at the Auto House at Tomahawk and check out their inventory with the best selection of vehicles in the area. Cars, trucks, SUVs, there's over 40 units to choose from, and if you don't see your car on the lot, just ask Gary and he'll do his best to find the vehicle that you're looking for. The Auto House in Tomahawk features an ASC certified technician if your vehicle needs repair work. And remember, if you ever need a rental vehicle, the Auto House rents vehicles too, and that's what you call doing business the right way. The Auto House is on North 4th Street in Tomahawk and online at autohousecars.net. That's AutoHouseCars.net. That's the Auto House, North 4th in Tomahawk.
Welcome back one final time to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. About ready to wrap things up here. Let's quickly go over Hatchet events for the upcoming week. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be tomorrow. Tomahawks hockey squad will have their first Great Northern Conference matchup when they welcome Ryan Lanner to Sarah Park. Puck will drop at 7 o'clock. Zach Garner will join me in the broadcast booth for the Fairmont Orthodontics radio pregame show at 6:35. Also tomorrow, Hatchet boys swim will have their next Great Northern Conference dual meet in Medford. It'll be a double duel with them and Ryan Lanner. That will begin at 5:30. Coming up Friday, JV and varsity boys and girls basketball squads will have a Great Northern Conference matchup against Northam Pines. Boys will be on the road, girls will be at home. JV games begin at 5:45, varsity tips off 7:15. Terry Tim will join me for the girls broadcast from Tomahawk and the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show at 6:50 on WJJQ Friday night. Tomahawks boys swim team will have their first tournament of the season Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. That'll begin at 10:30. Hatchet hockey will travel to Barron to take on the Northwest Icemen on Monday. Puck will drop at 7 o'clock that evening. And the Hatchet wrestling team begins their season on Tuesday with the Triangular at Wyoega Fremont. Matches will begin at 7 o'clock. And our first boys basketball broadcast of the 2023-24 season will be on Tuesday when Tomahawk welcomes Prentice to the Hatchet House. Terry Tim again will join me in the broadcast booth. Fairmont Orthodontics radio pregame show at 6:50. Tip-off at 7:15 from Tomahawk. That's going to wrap it up for me here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Thank you once again for letting me be a part of your evening here. Again, I'll be back on the air tomorrow with the Northwoods Midday Show from 10 to 3. And I'll also be on for Hatchet Hockey tomorrow from Sarah Park on WJJQ. Once again, thank you for joining me. This is Alex Cook signing off. Hope you have a sport-tacular week. And have a good night, everyone. Hey-ya!
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.